Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Tet Vav Hamud Aleph. About to take a look at the third Mishnah in this, the second parak. And this Mishnah will focus on the technique of saying Shema, and it's going to lead us to a very interesting expansion in the Sugya in the Gemara about the necessity to hearing one's own ritual utterances. So if you said Shema, but you did not hear the words yourself, then you are Yotze, you fulfilled the obligation. Rabbi Yossi dissents and says, Lo Yatsa. Second clause, if you said the words, but did not enunciate them clearly. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yatsa. Right, Rabbi Yossi here takes the opposite position and says, Yatsa. So Rabbi Yossi does not allow for it to be said silently, but it can be said without clear diction. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Yatsa. Rabbi Yehuda, who we will later find out is the author of the first opinion in the Mishnah, here says Lo Yatsa. So you don't have to say it out loud, but if you do, it has to be said clearly. HaKoreh L'Mafreya Lo Yatsa. If you read it out of order, and this is something we're familiar with a lot of other declarations, if read out of order, Lo Yatsa, Karav Ta'ay Achzor L'Makom Shta. If you read and made a mistake, you have to go back to where you read as a result of the rule of L'Mafreya, meaning you can't read, let's say, Pasuk 1 and Pasuk 2 and Pasuk 3, and find out that you made a mistake in Pasuk 2, and then go back and read it and go to 4. You have to go to 2 and pick up from there, because you can't read L'Mafreya. On the other end, you do not have to go all the way back to the beginning. Now, my Talmud Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that if you did not hear the words of Shema that you yourself recited, you're not Yotze? Shum dechtiv Shema, because the Torah says, Shema Yisrael, Hashmal is nacham hashtav mitzipicha. You have to hear the words. Tanakama Savar, so the first Tana thinks, Shema means b'chol ashon shata shomea, that Shema is not there for auditory demands, but rather to expand it and allow you to read Shema in any language that you understand, as we saw before with Rebbe's opinion versus Rabbanan. For Rabbi Yossi, Tarti Shema Mina. Rabbi Yossi says you can get both rules from the word Shema, both understand and hear. Tanatam. Now we have a Mishnah in Trumot. Cheresh HaMedaber, a deaf speaking person. Ve'eno Shomea, Lo Yitrom, should not take Truma. Ve'im Taram, Trumato Truma. If he took Truma, then the Truma is valid. And we assume that the only reason, because after all, a deaf person who speaks is fully obligated in the mitzvot and fully cognizant. And the only thing missing is his ability to hear. So now, so who could the author of that Mishnah be? Who says that lechatchila, somebody who can't hear his own words, shouldn't do it, but b'diavad it's okay. It must be Rabbi Yossi. No, no, Kreish Pavel Loshmeh, there's no Yatsa. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Lo Yatsa. So we have another version of our Mishnah in which Rabbi Yehuda is the named first Tana. In either case, Rabbi Yossi says Lo Yatsa. And then Rav Chista gives the following analysis. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi lo yatsa. Rabbi Yossi only said lo yatsa elikabi kriyat Shema da'oraita. Because Shema is da'oraita, and therefore the demand of Shema is even indispensable. Aval truma mishum brachahu. What's the problem with truma? The problem with truma is not taking the truma, it's saying the bracha on the truma. Ubracha d'rabanan. The bracha itself is d'rabanan. Brachot before all mitzvot d'rabanan. Not only that, but the bracha is the ma'akev. If you took truma without saying a bracha, the truma is still valid. So therefore, b'diavad, it's valid. Umay, Rabbi Yossi, who says that the author in there in Trumot, the anonymous author is Rabbi Yossi, Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Riyamar Gavi Kriyat Shema Nami Diavad in Lechatchila Lo. And Rabbi Yehuda, perhaps, says, Lechatchila, ideally, you should always hear your declarations, b'diavad, if you didn't, you Yotze. And in Shema, it also means b'diavad. Tehne Diktani HaKorei, Diavad in Lechatchila Lo. And we'll prove it because what's the first word in our Mishnah? HaKorei at Shema. Not Korin at Shema. You may lechatchila read it without hearing it, but if you read it and you didn't hear it, then you Yotze. So Amri, Haidiktani, HaKorei lo'odiyach HaKochot Rabbi Yossi. So the answer they gave in the Beit Midrash was, HaKorei was there to show you how far Rabbi Yossi would go. Damar David Namilo, to show you that Rabbi Yossi says, even b'diavad, if you read it without hearing it, you're not Yotze. Di Rabbi Yehuda, afi lachatchila nami yatsa. Because Rabbi Yehuda would say that lachatchila, you could do it that way. Now, That means that we posit that Rabbi Yehuda, our Tanakhama, holds that l'chatchila you could say Shema silently. And Rabbi Yossi takes a diametrically opposite position of saying, even b'diavad, if you said it that way, you're not Yotze. Now, b'mayu kinta k'Rabbi Yossi, so now you're going to tell me that the Mishnah in Trumot is Rabbi Yossi. Okay. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, when it comes to Shema, where the essential thing is the reading, and it's the Raita, but the Avad lo Yatzah, and in Truma, the Bracha is incidental and Rabbanan, therefore Yatzah, but the Avad. V'alahana Tanya, we have a third Raita. Lo Yivarech Adam Birkat HaMazon Belibo. A person should not say Birkat HaMazon in his heart, meaning without saying the words. V'im Beirach Yatzah, but if you did, so you're Yotze. Money. Now this is a mitzvah de'oraita. We're saying l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it, but the avad, it's valid. According to Rabbi Yossi, Lo Rabbi Yossi with the Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Hama l'chatchila nami yatzah. Rabbi Yehuda, according to what we just said, should say l'chatchila, you could do it that way. I Rabbi Yossi, the avad nami lo. And according to Rabbi Yossi, certainly it should not be even valid, but the avad, post facto. Alamai, Rabbi Yehuda, but the avad in l'chatchila lo. So it must be that the author of that bright is Rabbi Yehuda. And his position is that only b'diavad are you fulfilled the mitzvah, but l'chatchila you have to say it out loud. And therefore we're going to realign our Mishnah and read it the way we originally did, which is HaKorei Shema b'diavad. But now we've got a fourth part. Al-Hadatana Rabbi Yehuda Beredu Rabbi Shimon and Pazi. And now it's Rabbi Yehuda. Not our Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Beredu Rabbi Shimon and Pazi. Cheru Shema Daber Ve'eno Shomea Torim l'chatchila. A deaf person who's not mute, l'chatchila can take truma. Money. So Lo Rabbi Yehuda for Lo Rabbi Yossi, that's nobody, because we've said that everybody believes that you have to say the words and be heard l'chatchila, but diavad will disagree. In Rabbi Yehuda, Amar diavad in l'chatchila lo, Rabbi Yossi, Amar diavad namilo. So Elo li'olam Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to go back and say that one is Rabbi Yehuda. Afil l'chatchila nami. V'lo kasha, hadidei, hadirabei. And the answer is that Rabbi Yehuda is juggling two opinions, his own and his Rebbe's. Who's Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. No, you don't remember Shum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He quotes his rabbi and says, "Akreat Shmat, so Yech Shasmi Yashmi Alos." No, ideally you should hear the words. Shemar Shma Yisrael Adonai Yehinu Adonai Echad. Amar lo Rabbi Meir. Meir turned to Rabbi Yehuda and said, "Harei Omer Shulochim Etzav Chayom Alav Avecha." The Torah says these words should be on your heart. Achar Kavanat Halev Hein Hein Hadvarim means the main thing is your intent and not the utterances. We're going to leave Rabbi Meir alone for right now. But we see that Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is of the opinion that lechatchila you have to have the words heard. So hashtada atit lahachi, once we come to that position, afilu temer Rabbi Yehuda k'rabeis viralei, the Rabbi Yehuda agrees with his own Rabbi. V'lokasha, ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabbi Yehuda. But now that we have the introduction of Rabbi Meir's opinion, which is even b'diavad, even l'chatchila, you don't need to say the words, because the main thing is the intent. We have a simple solution. Our Mishnah, Korei Shema Lo Shmi Elozno, we know is Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to say that that is only b'diavad. We're going to say that the opinion that says you should not say Birkat HaMazon B'libo, but if you did, you're Yotze, that's Rabbi Yehuda. The opinion that says that l'chatchila you could take Truma without hearing the Bracha, that's Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that that these things, even the chatchila, the only issue is intent in the heart. Well, we're not done with this because we have one more Mishnah. We have a Mishnah in Megillah. Everybody is fit to read the Megillah except for the triumvirate of halachic incompetence, the cheresh shetev katan. Here cheresh means a deaf mute. Rabbi Yehuda machshev katan. Rabbi Yehuda says that some minors are okay. We'll see who. So who is it who's the author of this Mishnah that says that a cheresh, even post facto, is no good? The answer is it's Rabbi Yossi. No, no, Korei Shema Lo Shmi Elo Ozno Yatzah of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Meir Lo Yatzah. And of course, right now we're blurring the difference between the two different kind of cheroshim, a deaf mute and simply a deaf person. But we're saying that Rabbi Yossi must be the author of that opinion. So, my Rabbi Yossi, v'diavad namilo, who says that that Mishnah reflects Rabbi Yossi, and it means afilu b'diavad, you're not Yotze. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda lachatchila udalo hadevad shapirdami. Maybe it means ksherin means lachatchila. These guys could read the Megillah except for those three, and b'diavad even those three. So lo sakataitach, you can't say that. Tani cheresh dumya to shoteva katan. The cheresh mentioned there is in the same group as shoteva katan. What do we know as shoteva katan? Diavad namilo. Even b'diavad, if a shoter read Megillah, we wouldn't be yotze. So similarly with a katan, we would say that he is not yotze, and therefore the similarly sorry with a cheresh, he's not yotze. Af cheresh diavad namilo. V'dilma hakadita v'hakadita. Who says maybe the cheresh is only a chatchila and shoteva katan is b'diavad? Umimatzi dugma k'Rabbi Yehuda. But you can't say that that mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda speaks up at the end of the Mishnah and says a katan is okay, implies that the earlier part of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe not. Maybe the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And we have two kinds of katan. And here's how the Mishnah should read. What kind of katan are we talking about? Katan shlo yigia l'chinuch. A child who's not yet of the age of education. We'll call him six. Katan shlo yigia l'chinuch, but a boy who's 10 years old, let's say, afil l'chatchila kasher, could read Megillah l'chatchila, div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'katan. Because Rabbi Yehuda says a katan is okay. So maybe the whole Mishnah is one consistent opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But if that's the case, b'mayu kinta, k'Rabbi Yehuda, so you're going to tell me that now Rabbi Yehuda says, di'avad in l'chatchila lo, a cheresh, lachatchila cannot read, but the avad it's yotze. Hatan Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rav Shimon Pazi. Now we go back to our earlier quotes. Cheresh from Darei Rav Shimon Yotoyim lachatchila. Lachatchila, somebody who can't hear can take truma. Mani. So the Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosef. We get back to our logjam. I Rabbi Yehuda the avad in lachatchila lo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only the avad acceptable. And I Rabbi Yosef the avad nami lo. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's even unacceptable the avad. So Amai Rabbi Yehuda, we have to go back and say Rabbi Yehuda is the author, and Rabbi Yehuda holds l'chatchila l'chatchila nami, so that their dispute is diametric. L'chatchila it's okay, but the avad it's not okay. Elahadatan yorech adam rechata mazon b'libom v'rech yatsa amani. But then we have that brayta that says l'chatchila you should not say berkat amazon without uttering the words, but the avad yotze, which means we're splitting the difference. Who's that? Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosi. You're Rabbi Yehuda, Amar v'chatchila nami. According to Yehuda, it should be that l'chatchila you could say it that way. V'ir Rabbi Yosi, Hamar fi l'diavad nami lo. It should be even unacceptable b'diavad. The answer is the Ola Rabbi Yehuda, Iva fi l'chatchila nami, v'lokasha hadidei v'hadi rabbein. And we go back to the earlier answer, which is, one is reflecting his own opinion, which is l'chatchila, it's okay, and the other one is reflecting his Rebbe's opinion, Rabbi Lozman Azar, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Lozman Azar, Goy, Tranzar, Yisrael, Yashmiel, Znoshin, Rosh Yisrael, etc. And Amar Omer, Ayer Omer, Ashar, Anochim, Etzav, Chayom, Alav, Avecha, Achar, Kavan, Atalev, Hein, Hein, Hadvarim, just as we had on the previous Amud. Okay. So Ashtad, which means, by the way, that our analysis has been a parallel analysis, either on our Mishnah or on Mishnah in Megillah. Hashada Atit Lahachi, once you're going to come to that solution, I feel that Rabbi Yehuda Kravetzfield, Rabbi Yehuda could agree with his Rebbe. Velokasha ha Rabbi Yehuda ha Rabbi Meir. But the difference is Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Meir. Okay. Amar Rav Chista Rav Shila. Halachak Rabbi Yehuda shamar mishum Rabbi Lozman Azari v'halachak Rabbi Yehuda. He rules like Rabbi Yehuda in both cases, both when he quotes his Rebbe and when he says his own independent statement. Utsricha. We need both. If you only said Rabbi Yehuda, havin afil l'chatchila, I would think that means l'chatchila, you could say Shema without saying the words. Therefore, he invoked the second statement where he quoted Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and therefore we know that l'chatchila you have to hear the words. If we only have that statement, of main that tsarich ve'enol takana, I would think that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when he says tsarich she'yashmia, you have to hear the words, meaning you have to, and if you didn't, there's no, it's unacceptable. Therefore, we say halachak Rabbi Yehuda that b'diavad it's acceptable. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef, machloket b'kriyat Shema. Now, Rav Yosef looks at this whole grand discussion and says the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef is only about kriyat Shema. B'shar mitzvot tivya kol lo yatsa. When it comes to other mitzvot, berkat hamazon, mikra bikurim, etc., lo yatsa, dichtiv haskeit u'shma Yisrael. When it comes to the mitzvot, in Parsha Kitavo, haskeit, which may mean pay attention, u'shma Yisrael. You have to hear it. So here we see that at least somebody holds that even another mitzvot you are yotze b'diavad. Eliyahu ma'achit ma'am. Yosef, read Rav Yosef the opposite way. Machloka b'kriyat shema d'chtish shema Yisrael. B'shar mitzvot divra kol yatzah. That the machlok, it's only about kriyat shema because it's an extra demand of hearing. When it comes to other mitzvot, there is no such demand, so everybody agrees yatzah. V'akti, askei to shema Yisrael, so what do you do with that pasuk? Hovu divrei Torah aktiv. That's talking about divrei Torah, about how you have to focus yourself on the study of Torah and maybe ideally hear the words out loud. Okay. The next clause in the Mishnah was karav lo tiktek beoteo tea. If you read Shema but were not careful about the words, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo yatzah, Rabbi Yossi mer yatzah. Avtaviyam Rabbi Yoshia halacha kedivrei shneim lakel. We follow in both machlokot in the Mishnah, we follow the lenient opinion. So if you didn't hear Shema, you yotzei, and if you did say Shema, but the words were not enunciated clearly, also yatzah. Rav Tavi and Rabbi Yoshia. So now we have the Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshia sequence. My dichtiv shalosh ena lo tisbana sho'ol v'otzeracham. In one of the numbered sequences at the end of Mishlei, where it says there's two things that are unabhorrent and three I hate and three things that are never satisfied in this case. What are they? Sho'ol v'otzeracham. The Hades, the pit, and the womb. Chimanyan sho'ol v'otzeracham. Why do you put the grave next to the womb? Malacham ma rechem achnisim otzi. Just like the rechem has something come in and something comes out. The baby comes out. Av sho'ol machnisim otzi. Similarly, the grave has something come in, it comes out. V'alodvan kalvachomer. Now we're going to be able to kalvachomer. Ma rechem shachnisim otzi. We bring something into the rechem very quietly and privately. Motziim v'enu kolei kolot. It comes out screaming. Sho'ol shachnisim otzi kolei kolot. But the grave that we put in, when we put it in, we're screaming and crying and wailing. Certainly, when we bring it out, it'll be b'kolei kolot. This is a response to those who say that there's no proof for the resurrection. Okay, tell me, Mashiach, come to Rav. Uchtav tam. And when it comes to Shema, it says uchtav tam. Hakol b'chtav, afilu tzavaot, meaning that you not only write Shema Yisrael and the ideas, but you also write the commands that you're fulfilling by writing them, like write them. So the words uchtav tam are in your mezuzah and in your tefillin. So who's the author of that? Must be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? We'll see in Masachat Sota, we'll see a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about what's written in the Megillat Sota. Is it the entire piece? Or just the curses, but not the command to write these things down? So Rabbi Yehuda says that you only write the curses. Because there it says, write these curses. Here it says, write them. I feel it's somewhat nami. You even write the command to write and to put on tefillin, etc. Now, atu tavi Rabbi Yehuda mishum dechtiv v'chatav. Is Rabbi Yehuda's reason there really because it says v'chatav? Tavi Rabbi Yehuda mishum dechtiv alot, meaning alot in savot lo, because it eliminates and says you only write the curses. The answer is, it starts. This is the issue. I might have thought that the verb v'chatav in both places should bleed to each other. And therefore, ma'atam alot in savot lo, just like in Sota, we only write the substance, not the command to write. Havachanam in savot lo, so that therefore here I might not write the words uchtav tam al mezuzot b'techa b'sharecha. V'achon uchtav tam afidu savot, therefore the Torah wrote uchtav tam, not just for chatav, you write all of them. Havad yakameh du Rava. Alright, now we have another tan in front of Rava. Ulamadetem shelimudcha tam. When you study them, it means the drasha, just like uchtav tam, we read uchtivat tama, a perfect writing. Similarly, it's a limud tam, perfect saying. Shiten revach ben advakim, that you have to put a space between two letters that get stuck together, meaning when you have a letter that ends a word, and the same letter begins the next word, or the same sound begins the next word, you have to leave a space so they don't run them together. And this is halacha psukah, even when it comes to kriyat Torah and kriyat Megillah. Ani Rava Batre, so Rava responded to this Tana, and he affirmed it, and he gave examples. Can go in Al Levavecha, Al Levavchem, Bechol Levavecha, Bechol Levavechem. Those are all Lamids. Esev Besadacha, because the Bet Nevet. Vavadetem Mehera, Hakanaf Petil. But this one's interesting. Etchem Me'aretz, and the Rishonim later quote other examples, like Uritem Oto. Because you have the silent aleph at the beginning, the mem could bleed in. But suddenly, no gain. No, anybody reads Kriyat Shema carefully and enunciates the letters carefully, they cool off Gehenim form. Shenemar befares shaddai melachim ba tashleg betzalmon. An odd pasuk in Tehillim. The way that we interpret it is al tekre befares ela befaresh al tekre betzalmon ela betzalmavet. So the way it's read midrashically is, when you explicitly say the words of Shaddai, then you will have, like, snow or cold weather in the other place. Racham Rav Chanina, lama nismechu ahalim linechalim. Now this is a little bit of a difficult statement, because they're reading ohalim here as tents, but the text that they're going to read is from ahalim, which means aloe. Dichtiv in Bilam's beautiful bracha, kin chalim nitayu kaganot ale nahar, like rivers that flow, ka'ahalim nata adonai, like aloe that planted by God. So the malacha mana chalim alinat adam itumal tahara, just like a nachal can make you tahor, you're tamen, you go into the mikveh and come out, af ohalim alinat adam mikaf chovala chaf zchut. So sitting in the ohel of Torah can bring you up to kaf zchut. Okay, going back to the Mishnah, Korei Rafael lo yatsa. Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yase, v'kha katrin le ganana le Rabbi Elazar. They, Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi, were preparing the chuppah for Rabbi Elazar, evidently for his son. So he said, while you guys are working, I'll go to the Beit Midrash and I'll hear something, and I'll tell you what they're saying. So there, Rabbi Yochanan was the Rav. He's in the Beit Midrash, and Atana was teaching in front of him. So our Mishnah said that if you make a mistake in Shema, you go back to where you left off. What if you make a mistake and you don't remember where you made the mistake? So if you're in the middle of a parak, go back to that. If you're in between prakim, then you have to go back to the first parak, meaning Shema Yisrael. But if you said uchtav tam, and then you forget, is it uchtav tam of the first parsha or the second one? Go back to the first one. Rabbi Yochanan turned to him and said, Loshanu ela shelo patach l'man yibur yimechem. That's only if you didn't start saying l'man yibur yimechem, which is the unique ending of the second parsha. Patach l'man yibur yimechem. But if you said that, sarche nakav azil ati, then we assume that your fluency has carried you through, and means you really were at the second paragraph. So now, Rabbi Elazar heard this from Rabbi Yochanan's response to the Tana. He came back to the chuppah that Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi were working on. If we'd only come to hear this, it would have been sufficient for us. In other words, he's saying that coming all the way here to this chuppah was worth it just to hear that great lesson of Rabbi Yochanan. So thank you very much. We'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with the next Mishnah, Shmita Daled, in the next podcast. And we should have a wonderful day.